there been a drum here tonight? And unfortunately, there isn't. I was going to call for a singing of a song that was sung in the park this afternoon. It's an honor song. It was an old Cheyenne honor song, but it became the American Indian Movement song when it was sung for a victim of some bored legionnaires in the town of Shadron, Nebraska. Gordon, excuse me. I won't blame Shadron. It's got enough problems. Raymond Yellow Thunder. So it was an honoring song to Yellow Thunder, but it was a honoring song to all who had come before Yellow Thunder. The millions who had died in the consolidation of the foundation for the global power projections that we're having to deal with today. And for the hundreds and thousands within the borders of the United States and Canada of indigenous people who were dying more or less simultaneously and under similar conditions to Raymond Yellow Thunder at that time. And on a global basis, the millions who were dying that way to maintain the accoutrements of empire and to perfect the foundation for the kind of projections that they stepped into 10 years later. And for the coming generations, it's an honor to all of that. It's a respect for the resistance, for the sacrifice, for the suffering. That's the song I was going to call for. And I was going to dedicate it to Leonard Peltier, but I was also going to dedicate it to Rob, and to Critter, and to Free, and to everyone else who struggles for liberation, who puts their ass on the line, who doesn't go along, who doesn't obey, who uses their mind, and on the basis of using their mind, puts their body where their mind told them they should be. Because it's only in that process that we can cause that phenomena that's been defined to act in that desired manner of exiting our lives once and for all. It's not a comfortable process. Mention was made of Fanon, and this is where I will quit. It's not a comfortable process. It's a process that's going to cause people to get hurt. It's a process that's going to cause people to get killed. It's a process that is going to entail people going to prison, and often more than once, and often for a very long time. We can run data on that. We can do anecdotes on that. The important thing to remember is the data is dehumanizing. It tells us something, but it doesn't tell us that these are human beings, each one of them, in mortal agony as a result of the repression of the simple thing of exercising human freedom. It's going to be a costly and painful process, but the concomitant understanding that we always avoid in addressing that fact is that it is already and always has been a dreadfully costly and painful process that has consumed millions of lives. Maybe not immediately those in the room, but those who are out there that make the nature of this system possible. It is a deadening, deadly, daily, grinding horror of inhumanity that we confront. We don't, in a quantitative sense, inflict more pain or suffer more pain than ultimately we do by way of acquiescing in it. In fact, we suffer less. Fanon looked at the colonial relation, and that is ultimately what we're talking about here in terms of an equivalency of violence. As a therapist and as a colonial or anti-colonial fighter, he said it is this: liberation comes through killing your colonizer. You kill your colonizer figuratively sometimes, and the colonizer may be dead, but when colonialism is imposed by brute force, ultimately it requires a physical killing as well. Understand the rules of engagement. You did not create them. They are rules imposed upon you. Rules imposed by every .357 Magnum strapped to the hip of every cop that is walking a beat today. Rules that are imposed by the riot shotguns that are strapped to the dashboards of the cars. Rules that are imposed by the existence of the National Guard, by the existence of the 82nd Airborne, by the existence of the Strategic Air Command, by the existence of nuclear weaponry, by the existence of fragmentation bombs, by the existence of white phosphorus ordnance, by the existence of, you don't know the full list, I don't know the full list, but it's there for a reason, and the reason is to keep us in line. As I said, killing the colonizer is a figurative proposition, it is a literal proposition, but either way and by all available means, the proposition has to be fulfilled, and that is the only way, not only to liberation, but to mental health. That is the Fanon equation. That comes out of a preceding generation of anti-colonial struggle, and that also is a lesson we must learn. There isn't a pill we can take. There's not a prayer we can say. There's not a song we can sing. There's not a petition we can circulate. There's not a vote we can make. There is not an argument that can be extended in speaking truth to power that will alter the situation fundamentally, because fundamentally power ain't listening. There's nothing we can tell them that they don't know already, and they flatly fucking don't care. So if we're serious about liberation, if we're serious about decolonization, if we're serious about forging a different future for the generations 500 years into the future from that has been imposed upon the generations 500 years into the past, we're going to have to look things square in the eye and figure out exactly where we stand and how we go about getting it done and do it.